I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to 5 things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hey. So today, I'm going to bring my doctor side out to talk about something that's extremely unhealthy but widely popular. Almost everyone I know has tried it at least once in their lives. But I don't know a single person who has ever benefited from it. I'm talking about the crash diets. Even I dabbled with them a little bit. I put on a ton of weight during my MD, and after I moved back to Delhi, I tried out a lot of these crash diets, and invariably, always crashed and burnt. I ended up sick, and my weight would go up even higher than before. I tried the GM diet, keto, and a bunch of others, and it was probably the worst thing I did for myself health-wise. As tempting or easy as it may seem, here's 5 reasons why you should avoid crash dieting. First is a lack of concentration. Our brains need a constant supply of sugar in the blood to keep it working. When we go on a crash diet, these sugars in our blood lessen. As a result, our brains are not able to function properly. In extreme cases, this is the reason why you get dizzy and faint. And fainting can have extremely terrible repercussions. Second is a lack of energy. When you crash diet, essentially, you're cutting out a major food group from your diet. Usually, it's either fats or carbs. In extreme cases, it's cutting out of all major food groups, and you end up eating only salads or fruits. What happens is that your body goes into shock because you're depriving it of its basic nutritional needs. Third, you gain more weight. Firstly, during the diet, you mostly lose water weight. Over and above this, if you lose any weight, it's because your body is in starvation mode. So, as soon as you come off the diet, your body, out of self-preservation, starts storing everything you eat. Fourth, you usually fall sick. Now, during the diet, you're starving yourself. So, when the body doesn't find any food coming from the outside, it basically starts to eat itself. Sounds scary, right? This weakens your immune system, and usually you either end up with a cold or fever. In extreme cases, even a UTI. Fifth, and the last and the scariest point, a severe nutritional deficiency. If, despite all of the above side effects, you manage to sustain your diet, what results is an extreme deficiency of certain vitamins and minerals, which in the long term can even lead to muscle deterioration or damage to the organs. These are serious side effects of crash dieting. What you can do instead is to incorporate more of salads in your meals without cutting out any food group in particular. You can also exercise on a regular basis, or if you prefer to do yoga or walking, you can do that. While these will not give you instant results, in the long term, these habits will contribute to a much healthier you. If you ladies like, we can call a nutritionist as a guest on the show, and we can discuss with him or her about what are the best practices to eat healthy and still lose weight. You can send me a DM on Instagram or tweet at me. I'll wait to hear from you. So, that's it from me. I hope you learned something interesting today. I too like to learn new things, so if you have something that has worked well for you, do share it with me on my Insta handle at soda.pop.love or on Twitter at soda_pop_love. You can also mail us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. See you next week. Bye.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.